Dr. Keza Beach said the year has started with the spread of the Omicron variant in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. She said the protocols had to be updated to respond to the spread of the new variant.
With the Omicron, it seems to be that it's causing less severe disease in vaccinated persons. The impact on unvaccinated persons still seems to be quite significant. So those are some of the major changes where we went into December dealing with the Gamma and the Delta, dealing with persons who were significantly protected from severe disease, transmission even, and death. But once they were fully vaccinated, that allowed us to have those, to plan and approve those fully vaccinated events. But we came out of December with Omicron circulating, and so we'd had to change a lot of our protocols to deal with that.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Keza Beach. Regionally, authorities in Barbados have reported that new COVID-19 infections believed to be driven by the highly infectious Omicron variant topped 600 in the country on Monday, and the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Dominican Republic since the outbreak now stands at 510,458. Internationally, the Biden administration will begin making 400 million N95 masks available for free to Americans starting next week, now that federal officials are emphasizing their better protection against the Omicron variant of COVID-19 over cloth face coverings. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization said the number of new coronavirus cases globally rose by 20% last week to more than 18 million, marking a slowdown in the surge caused by the Omicron variant spread. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.